Hey guys, this is Rob from Cigar Federation here live at IPCPR 2015 in the General Cigar booth. I'm here with Ed McKenna. We're going to talk about something new from CAO. Ed, how's everything going?
Good, man.
Good to see you.
So we've got a really exciting new project we've been working on with Jimmy Buffett and his kind of empire of parrot heads out there. There's 50 million of them apparently out there in the world. And we had a great opportunity to work with him on some accessories and things and work through Frontgate and HSN and some different places to sell some of that. And as a result of that project, we kind of had the opportunity to look at some of these different brand equities that he has and apply them directly to cigars. So the two that we chose to kind of move forward with at the outset are the aptly named Margaritaville cigar, which is a pina colada flavor, two sizes, a Petit Corona and Corona, which is kind of our staple CAO flavor, large format cigars. So a great little smoke for the beach or just kind of chilling out, listening to some music. And then we also looked at the Havana Daydreaming brand as well. That's more of a mild to medium kind of entry level cigar. Again, the parrot heads and the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle, mixing in with the cigar lifestyle, great way to kind of blend the two and introduce them to the world of cigars.
Very cool.
So price points are just about a little bit above flavors and just a little bit above CAO Gold, let's say.
Okay.
But that's it. Three sizes on Havana Daydreaming, a Robusto, a Toro, and a Torpedo. And we think it's going to be some fun. So we'll see where it goes in the future. But there's other brands he has that really play nicely in this space. So we're excited to see where this can take us.
So the Margaritaville, you said it's got a pina colada flavor to it.
Correct.
And the Havana Daydreaming.
Yeah.
That's not flavored at all. That's
not at
just
all.
A standard cigar.
Yeah. Again, it's just a cigar to kind of get you into the lifestyle, get you introduced to cigars. Nothing too powerful that's going to, knock out a novice or anything.
Yeah.
But again, also something for a regular smoker to pick up as an everyday type of relaxing. Just need something light to kick the day off or whatever. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, we're eager to try them. And the presentation's great. I mean, you guys always do such a good job with that stuff.
Thank you.
And especially when you're working with Jimmy Buffett, you got a lot to work with, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of cool things that he's got. And again, it's very chill. They've been very easy to work with. So
that's awesome.
We're excited about it.
That's
yeah.
cool. That's kind of a unique relationship in the industry, really, to see
yeah.
something like that happen. So
right.
That's great. I hope it's successful for you guys, and we'll look forward to it in the future.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks,
really
Rob.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Guys, thanks for tuning in to CigarFederation.com for all of our IPCPR 2015 coverage.